Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
It's Independence Day, of course, and US companies are the largest investors in Ireland. But amazingly, we're the fifth largest investor in the US. That means that thousands of Irish companies need to be aware of a new piece of legislation over there called Corporate Transparency Act. It has a number of provisions, including a declaration of the beneficial owner. And failure to do so could land you in jail for up to 2 years. Sean Nolan is a partner with the international law firm Clark Hill and is on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Joe, and thank you so much for inviting me onto your show.
No problem, Sean. What are the main provisions of the Transparency Act?
Yeah, so the Corporate Transparency Act was brought into law on the 1st of January 2024, and it mandates stringent disclosure obligations for US companies and foreign companies registered to trade in the USA. And the purpose of the legislation, Joe, is to combat the use of companies for laundering illicit gains by requiring the disclosure of beneficial ownership details. And it's absolutely crucial for those affected by the Act to engage with professional advisors to ensure compliance. Now, with all legislation, Joe, it's complex, but there are five key aspects to the Act, which I think are central to an understanding of the Corporate Transparency Act. And we'll just run through them if we can. So the first is that the Act requires the identification of beneficial owners, which are defined as individuals who own or control at least 25% of the entity, or they exercise substantial control over that entity. And some of your listeners will be quite familiar with the EU Anti-Money Laundering Directive of 2015, which, of course, applies in Ireland, has applied here since 2017. And many of your listeners will be familiar with the RBO, which is the Register of Beneficial Ownership in Ireland. So what's interesting about this is that the US have implemented law in this area, which is very similar to laws in the EU with which we're all familiar.
So, and the other key element, just one other key element in the provisions?
Well, the key thing is that we would say deadlines. Companies which were incorporated to trade in the USA before the 1st of January 2024 have got a window to file what's known as a beneficial ownership report with the Department of Treasury in the US, and they have until the 1st of January to do that filing, 2025.
Now, will this apply in Delaware, which is a tiny, tiny state, home to Joe Biden, in fact, which is also home to millions of brass plate companies?
Yeah, this is federal law, which means that it applies throughout all of the states of the United States of America. So it would apply to Delaware. It's probably important to know that some states in America have actually supplemented the Corporate Transparency Act, particularly in New York and California, where companies which are incorporated in those jurisdictions have supplemented the legislation. But what they can't do is they can't derogate and dilute the legislation. So it does across, it applies across all the states.
And does it apply to trusts?
Now, that's a good question. If you're trying to ascertain true beneficial ownership, you see through the trust. So, you know, the legislation is sophisticated.
Even
like that,
private family trusts?
Well, there are two things. One is if you're trying to identify the true beneficial owner, you can look through the trust. But what's different from the US legislation here compared to EU legislation is that you do not have to file details of the ownership of a trust itself. That's interesting. So a trust itself does not need to be disclosed. Here in Ireland and throughout the whole Europe, we have an obligation under the Beneficial Ownership of Trusts regulations, which require those details to be filed.
Could it be undone by a new Donald Trump presidency?
Good question, Joe. Slightly hypothetical and political at this stage. But I would say that this legislation, the Corporate Transparency Act, is part of an anti-money laundering measure. And it does carry high moral legitimacy. But it's fair to say that there was a lot of lobbying in the states to prevent the enactment of this legislation. And what's really quite interesting on the political side moving away from the law for a little bit, and that is that it was passed into law on the 1st of January 2021, which was as soon as President Biden was elected. Mm. President Trump, interestingly, had exercised his veto powers to prevent its enactment. In fact, it was the only time that President Trump exercised those powers. So
he could, in theory, undo it if his big donors didn't like it.
He could. But what I would say is that by that stage, and we're looking into the beginning of 2025, at that stage, many of companies would have already complied with legislation. So the disclosures would have already been made, the filings would have been made, and the information would have been out there. So I would just question what would be actually achieved if he were to repeal it. But look, that's slight speculation.
And who is the regulator in this area in America?
The regulator is part of the U.S. Treasury Department. The filing of the beneficial ownership information is to be filed with what's known as the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, known for short, part of Treasury.
All right. Well, thank you very much for bringing us up to speed there, Sean. That's Sean Nolan, partner with the international law firm Clark Hill.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.